give you an update. Brian Dawkins will not be at this game. Demaryius Thomas will not be in this game. And Matt Prater will be out for this game also. So right now, those are the three gentlemen that we know will be out for this game.
You make any decision on Kyle yet?
No. You know, Jeff, we still have practice today. He's been out there every day, taking the repetitions, the mental repetitions that we can. He knows this offense well. He's been in it for 2 years. But at this point in time, we haven't made any decisions. Still have practice to go through today.
Would the expected weather contribute to your decision at all?
Well, I mean, we've talked about the weather and what our game plan would be. And at this point in time, we haven't adjusted any of our game plan for that, although we do have things in the game plan that would be good for this kind of weather that we're anticipating.
It wouldn't impact whether you're playing Kyle or not?
Not at this point. Not in our decision at this point.
What kind of job is that McDaniel's done with Kyle and Tim this year? I guess you've seen it just on a limited basis, but what do you think?
I think Ben's done a good job with those quarterbacks. Certainly Kyle started out great this year, had a fast pace. We struggled the last few weeks, but he started out at a great pace and was on pace to have really a fantastic year. And Tim has come along and developed like we think he would have, getting more and more reps all the time, getting him as a part of the game plan at various times, but he's improved throughout the whole season.
Does it make you respect Ben maybe a little more? I mean, given the tough situation he's in right now and the way he's been able to handle the situation.
One more time.
What does it kind of make you respect Ben all the more, knowing the tough situation he's in right now with his brother and stuff, and yet being able to handle himself?
I think Ben's conducted himself in a first-class manner, as professional as you can. He's a good football coach. He wants to be a good football coach, and he's working in that direction. And he has gone in every week, regardless of what the situation has been, and prepared these quarterbacks as best as we can for our game preparation.
I know Prater was going out yesterday to kick. Did he aggravate the injury, or did he just not feel good enough and wanted to back off?
Right. We took him out to kick. He tried to kick, and it just wasn't responding the way that he wanted it to or the way that we felt it would in order to be dependable for this weekend. So we made a decision to shut him down, and that's why he's going to be out this week.
Do you think we'll see Dawkins before the end of the season?
I certainly hope so. I mean, you know, having his leadership out there on the field would be a good thing for everybody. I know he wants to be out there. The game of football is important to him. You talk to him, and him not being able to be on the field is not the best situation for him. He wants to be out there with the guys and contributing.
McBath went from full to limited yesterday. Did he have a setback, or was that his part of the
plan? What we did was we limited some of the reps. We got him in there because we had David back also, so we had both of those guys in there. And again, our safety situation, we're going to need both of those gentlemen on Sunday in the game.
Anything else?
Coach, the quarterbacks aside, I mean, they're supposed to get a lot of rain. I mean, that's what they're talking about a lot out there. That field is already far from ideal. I mean, you said you make considerations about the elements. Like, how much do you guys think about that when you're getting ready for a game where it's going to be a mess for both teams, and how much do you talk to the players about that?
We don't spend a lot of time talking to the players about it. It's something you have to account for in your game planning. But as we all know, weather changes fast. And if the field, we don't want a game plan for the field to be a certain way, and our entire game plan is for a wet game or a sloppy game, and then it's not that way. So we have to take that into account as coaches. We have things in that we feel like will make us able to adapt, and we'll go from there.
You talked about how Tebow did Wednesday in his first day. Can you just talk about yesterday and maybe how he looked yesterday?
Tim's continued to develop. He's got the game plan. He's been out there. He's been getting a lot of reps with the situation with Kyle not being able to practice. And as a backup quarterback, you don't always get those reps. So he's been able to get that this week. It's been good for him to get those. He's looked good getting those reps. And we're confident that if that's the situation that came to pass, that he'd be ready to go.
What's your biggest concern if he does have to play? Is it that he's on the road? Is it the inexperience factor and that he hasn't really practiced with the first team very much until this week? What would be your primary concern?
Well, there's a lot of things that I'm concerned about on all aspects of the team, not just that. With Tim and the offense, we want it to run efficiently, which we feel it will. That's why we practice. He's gotten those reps, so if it came to that situation, we have great confidence that he's going to be able to run the offense effectively for us.
But Brady Quinn, what has he gotten of the reps he's taking this week?
Brady's gotten some reps also. But again, Tim has gotten most of the repetitions this week, but Brady has gotten some, and we're just preparing for all the contingency plans that could come up. And again, we have another day of practice today that we're going to get through, and then we'll make some more evaluations from there.
Coach, if the weather is bad, can that maybe play into some of Tim Tebow's strengths in terms of being able to just run the ball effectively more so than your other two QBs?
I mean, that's in his skill set. I think that's something that would come up and you'd think about that, but we're playing Tim to run our offense, our entire offense that we have for the game plan for the Oakland Raiders.
Do you know if he's ever played in a monsoon before?
I have no idea. I have not asked that question, Jeff. I have no idea. I'm assuming in Florida he's been in some wet weather at some point in time, but no, I have not asked that question yet.
Have you assigned anyone to give you whitewater updates Saturday?
No, I'm gonna trust that Lanny's gonna take care of that, and I'm gonna focus on what I need to do in Oakland and let Lanny take care of what he needs to take care of in that game.
Thank you, Coach. Last one, Dennis.
When would you make a decision on who your starting quarterback is gonna be? The day before, or would you wait?
Again, we've got time. We've got practice today, and we've got two more days before the game. And Kyle's a valuable part of this team, and we're gonna wait as long as we have to.